20 minutes before. The court is present, but Justice Abrahamson and Justice Bradley have not rejoined us yet. As a preliminary matter, hoping they'll show up shortly, we are going to try to do a little bit on 1403, which is the e-filing petition that we had an open hearing on today. The petition before us is actually an amended petition. The earlier original petition having been superseded by what has been filed and I think well presented to the court today. We had good and full hearings with a lot of questions. We had wonderful written materials provided to us, an excellent memo by staff to show us the places that there has been a change from the original filing. Now,
I would like to make a motion that we adopt the amended petition. I think this is something that is largely supported. We have spent considerable time on it. We have been working toward this process before I was even on this court, and I think moving forward is necessary at this juncture, and so I make that motion.
I would second the motion, and I think that any issues that may need to be settled later on can certainly be addressed.
I'm sorry, I can't hear you.
I second the motion.
Okay, but you started to talk about any issues.
If there are issues about fees, about the amount of fees, or anything of the like, we can certainly do as we do with every other court system and court program, which is to be receptive to anyone who would like us to review them. If practice for some reason shows that they are not working out for the best, we can certainly revisit any of these issues. It's going to be impossible to predict with any certainty how everything is going to fall into place in a process with many moving parts. So it seems to me that the plan we've been hearing about, the program we've been hearing about, is a sound, good, and advisable one that a lot of people have been putting a lot of good thought into it, and that we are ready to go. So I'm seconding the motion.
Okay, very good. Julie, there were a couple of things that were basically amended on the floor. There were three, maybe four references in the comments of the amended rule to substantive change, and it was explained that it was not meant a substantive right of the litigant, but really meant to be a change from the procedures that had been adopted, and that was going to be changed. There were also a couple of other comments from the floor that may need a little bit of tweaking. Is it possible to do that electronically and then have you send it to all of us?
Yes, and I actually would appreciate it if the court would permit that, because then I can consult with a committee, and then what I could do is circulate a black line reflecting changes that I understand were made and agreed to at the hearing today, such as including within the text of the rule the fee waiver issue for indigent clients and their lawyers.
Okay, very good. I think that would be a big help to the court. Now, we are going to have to conclude today at 4 o'clock. We are not going to be able to have a lot of discussion on this now, but any discussion that we may need to have on what Julie may circulate can be had on March 17th. I will put it on as the very first matter on the agenda. But at this particular time, what we have pending is a motion to adopt the petition.
I'd like to discuss that. I favored mandatory e-filing a year ago. I still favor it. This has a number of issues that I think the court has to face up to now, And what I would strongly suggest, and since we're coming back in March 7th, March 19th, did you say, Pat?
17th.
Oh, no, St. Patrick's Day. How can we do this on St. Patrick's Day?
We'll do a good job if it's on St. Patrick's Day.
That's a lot of baloney.
All right. Well,
but you know what she'll be wearing.
Yep. You'll only be allowed corned beef and cabbage, no drinking.
That's a holy day of obligation.
Now, I think that what we have to do is get into the funding. That's what held us up the last time, and that's an issue now. I think that generally there has to be reporting to the court. I think that as this progresses, and I left my list of what had to be reported inside, and I'm not going to spend the time getting it now, but we have to be kept posted as to the initial pilot programs, how they're going and where they're going, and the training programs. We should be getting quarterly reports about revenue and expenses and where we are. And I got from Gene. Now Gene did the budget in on e-filing when we submitted that budget that would ask for $2.2 million, and Gene has been the leading force along with Marcia Vandercook, who's a lawyer, on this one. And so I asked her for a spreadsheet, and I got a spreadsheet. And the spreadsheet shows that from 2009 to projected 2016, each county's filings for civil, family, and small claims. Did everybody get that? Okay. Claims cases. And I'll just give you the total. The totals dropped from 254,993, which is 255,000 filings in 2009, to 157,000 projected 2016. That's a drop of over 100,000 cases in 16 years, and there's no sign that drop is not going to continue, which is why CCAP is in financial trouble aside from e-filing, because all of the surcharges that it is supposed to get now from filings have declined precipitously. And so that's what we got, 153,000 filings. That's adjusted with fee waivers, 153,000. If you'd multiply that by $20 on the theory that only the first filer will pay the $20, that's $3 million revenue. But we have no revenue figures, and we have no expense figures. So I wrote Jean this afternoon at lunch. She sent me these at 1:21. That's when you all got them. I wrote her at 1:32, and you all got a copy. Thanks, but where are revenue estimates for type case, with all my typos, that's what it said, typos, and county and expected expenditures? And she wrote back, I don't have those breakdowns readily available. And I wrote, when will you be able to have them? And she said, we'll need to do a new data run, and it'll take a while, but we can assemble to you later this week or early next week, so it'll be plenty of time for March. But otherwise, we don't know what we're buying. We don't know what we're getting. We don't know what the revenue source is and the stream is, and we don't know what our expenditures are. And from the filing that we got February 18, we're supposed to have revenue projections of over $7 million in 2017, 2018, and 2019, which is more than we had budgeted for in our initial foray into the legislature. So there's some vast difference between these two, and I think the court needs an explanation of it. It's quite possible that it wasn't calculated probably before, or it's not calculated now, but this is a lot of money. We're imposing it on the little guy, the guy that's going to lose in small claims court, the guy that's going to lose in a family law matter, and the guy that's going to lose in civil law. Or maybe in the civil cases, it won't always be the little guy.
One thing I think that the numbers show, and I'm looking at Jean's filing that she gave us before the hearing today, is that there is enough money to cover the implementation of e-filing. Are we going to make as much out of it as is projected? I don't think so, but as you rightly point out, the income shows to be higher than what was projected that we would need. So I think there is enough to cover it, which is one of the major concerns those of us that first heard e-filing petition had. And of course, the legislature can give us $1, and so we've had to try to figure out how are we going to do this. And I do think the numbers that Jean shows show that we can do it.
Well,
financially, we can do it because it will stand on its own feet as a beginning.
Yeah, what's the other $6 million going to be used for? The way this is
I don't think the courts ever had $6 million to worry about. It would be a wonderful problem. We can give our judges that raise that we're trying to figure out how to do, right?
Well,
that
no.
That might not be a bad idea.
You can't. But that's another issue. But what we are doing is, I think, but I won't know until we see the breakdown from Jean, is that we're going to be supporting CCAP generally through e-filing fees, if these numbers are right. I just don't know. They don't make any sense to me that we have these huge revenues and we don't know exactly what the costs are, and the costs are $742,000 a year, and it's ongoing cost, which is support and implementation cost, including 8 contract business process analysts. We originally budgeted for 8 analysts, but that was for roughly two and a half years. This looks like forever. So I just think we have a lot of details that we don't know, and there is no reason why this court shouldn't know it, and we can know it. So I would like to know these things. I favor electronic filing.
Chief Justice, did you say we're finishing at 4 today?
We're going to have to leave at 4. So
we're not going to close session or anything.
What?
Somebody here has to go.
That's right. Several somebodies have to leave, and they've asked me that we close down at 4 o'clock, which we are going to do.
I again request that when we know that ahead of time, you tell us so the rest of us can deal with our own schedules accordingly, please.
Okay. So in any case, we are where we are today. We have a motion and a second that we adopt the amended petition. And then the proposal that Julie will do black line changes on the amended petition of things that were amended pretty much on the floor today, a request by Justice Abramson that we get more financial information. And my understanding is that Jean is willing to try to provide that financial information. And if the court has questions between now and the 17th, there's no reason why it can't funnel them to Julie and she funnel them to whoever she's been working with that might be able to answer those questions.
I would like to say about 5 sentences to comment of something that I would like Julie and others to look at, if
sure.
I may. And that is under 758.19.4M, it is the director of state courts that sets the fee. And as much as we may love the director of state courts, I think it's the responsibility of elected officials, not unelected officials, to tax people. And this fee is to me a tax. There has to be some review by the Supreme Court of these amounts and approval of these amounts that are going to be assessed to these people, and not only the director of state courts. We need to supervise that that, in my opinion, they cannot be changed upwards or downwards without court approval. They should not be changed.
Assuming that the $40 is the correct amount now.
Any change should not be done without court approval, and I agree that we need to review the numbers here. They're just too big of gaps.
There's a provision in that fees in page 6 of Judge Works's, which says that the director consults with the state bar. No, director consults with and gets approval of this court on fees, in my opinion.
Dave, did you have something to say to?
But anyway, that's something that we have to keep looking at.
Chief Justice, the motion has been made. It's been seconded. People have commented. If no one else has commented, I haven't heard. Okay. I would ask you to call the question.
Okay, well, I will call for a vote with the understanding we're going to get some more information. Julie is going to do some writing. And we will take this up again on March 17th as the first order of business, but I will call for a vote on the motion which has been made and seconded.
But I approve what you said about that there are not only the technical changes, but more information is needed financially.
Right,
I appreciate that patience.
Is trying to say something.
I just wanted to confirm, is it acceptable to the court that I...
Sorry, I can't hear you unless you're talking to the...
Is it acceptable to the court that I post the black line on the court website so that is it available to the public so everyone can see it and know what we're talking about?
That you post what?
When I prepare a black line of what I believe to be the anticipated changes, including some suggestions here, that I will post that on the court website so that it's available to the public for review.
You've been criticized before when you didn't post what the... proposal might be.
Just doesn't want to confirm it's accepted. Exactly.
It, but that's what you are going to
It will be labeled a draft. Yes.
Okay.
Thank you.
Would all justices in favor of the motion as described, made and seconded, please raise your hand. Okay. It's unanimous. Very good. Thank you all. We will, I'm sure,